Well, today is picnic Sunday. That's kind of, no, you don't find that in the prayer book, but that's what today really is, I think, in our minds. And it's a good time in the middle of the year. If you think about it, we're approaching the middle of the year, 6 months into 2016, and a chance to just kind of be together in fellowship, delight in who we are, who we've been, who we are, who we can be, and celebrate that today, to be honest with you. You know, I thought I would just share some things with you. You know, sitting where I sit in my role as rector, not just sitting but moving around as well, there's an awful lot in the life of this parish that I get to be a part of or know of, perhaps more than some folks. I'm not saying it's just me. There's others who have some of this as well. But there's so much in the life of this parish that happens that we don't all see or experience, and yet the fact that it is happening, we're a part of it. We're a part of that. And I just want to just share just a couple of things this morning with you about that. As you know, we recently completed the Habitat for Humanity House. And a few weeks ago, actually, you know, Bishop Peter Lee was here a couple Sundays ago. Well, the Saturday night before, we gathered at the Habitat for Humanity House along with Bishop Lee and the volunteers who had helped build that house, the family that was moving into that house, and we dedicated the house. And we had some time of prayer. We actually celebrated a simple Eucharist in the home. And it was a special time. And the other day, there was a meeting of all the congregations that helped build that house. It was at in Raleigh this past week. I think it was Wednesday, early in the morning. And Dave Mackey, who was our leader in Habitat here this past year, and I were both there. And it was a time to sit and review, you know, how did this go? You remember there were like 10 congregations involved in the building of this house, 10 Episcopal congregations from around the Raleigh area. And so it was a chance to kind of reflect on how did things go, is there a way to smooth things out in the future, and also an invitation to consider doing this some more. And I've always said I hope this is just our first Habitat House and that we can be part of more in the future. And we'll gather together and determine that in the weeks and months ahead. But one of the things that I found interesting to know is that of the total number of hours that were given by volunteers to build this Habitat for Humanity House, St. Paul's, our volunteers, had the second highest number of hours, of volunteer hours. As a matter of fact, if you look at the total number of hours it took to build that house, 23% of the labor hours were St. Paul's. And so those are folks who went there. Some went there on Thursdays consistently. Some went on weekends. Some went at different times. I mean, I was there on a weekend painting, doing various things. And each time you go, there's something different to do. So we need to feel good about that and know that that's happened, that a family is living in Southeast Raleigh because of the work we've done. Habitat has purchased 66 lots in this subdivision, and looking for folks to come together and be part of building homes. So I hope that's something we can continue to be part of as we move forward. Also, as we gather, you know, there's a family from Afghanistan that is settling into their home the last couple of months, a family that we welcome to our Refuge for Refugee ministry, having met them at the airport, settling them into their apartment, and they're settling into their new life here in the United States, and particularly in the Triangle area. And if you've been looking at our newsletter or the website, yeah, we'll be welcoming another family, another refugee family, in just a couple of weeks, actually. And it sounds like it'll be a family of about 5 to 6 folks. And so we'll be doing all that we need to do to gather. The response was so overwhelming with this first family, we actually have some stuff stored away in CHH, the building down here, that we can still use for the new apartment. But there'll be more information about what those needs are. And recently I was at Woodland Terrace. Some folks from the parish here live in Woodland Terrace, which is a senior living facility on Kildare, off of Kildare Farm Road, if you know it. And there's a group that wanted to be involved in this refugee work. They got in touch with me, heard about what we're doing in the community, so I met with them, and they're going to become involved in this next family that's becoming. So we're not only are we welcoming another family, but we're networking and weaving into the community and inviting other folks to join us in what we're doing. So those are things to just be proud of, to be honest with you, and know that we're a part of. If you weren't able to be personally involved, know that we are. And so there are members of the family that are doing some of this work, and therefore so are you. And of course, there's the programs that we have that have kind of, some of them wind down as we come into the summer months. Our church school program, both the children's ministry, our pre-YC, our youth church school, the youth program. Some of them take on a different characteristic during the summer, and we move into different phases. But we've had a great year in a lot of our programs. And our preschool has a summer camp that we've been having here. Some of you may not know about that, but that's something that's grown over the last couple of years. It serves people from the community. And so many of the preschool teachers look forward to this summer camp to do more for the community. So that's been going on for a couple of weeks. And then in another couple of weeks, of course, comes Vacation Bible School, that annual adventure that we do. And one of the things I'm proud of about the folks in our Vacation Bible School is that we put this program together ourselves. There are folks here in the parish who really have the skills and the gifts to do that. You can go out and buy a packaged Vacation Bible School program, but none of them are as good as what we put together. Some of them come from different parts of the Christian community. I'm putting this diplomatically. Come from various parts of the Christian community, and we have to somehow shape them and give it a different flavor so it works for us. But these folks have gotten together each year. We run our own curriculum, and it's just wonderful. It's really wonderful. So that will be coming up in a few weeks. And, of course, in a few weeks, our folks will be going to ASP, Appalachian Service Project, once again making a difference in people's lives. So there's just so much in the life of our parish. And the thing I hear from people most often, and this is something that you only know, I think, if you've experienced it, and that is just simply pastoral care. The care that folks receive when they're in a time in need of that. Whatever that is, in one's family, in one's personal life, in illness, whatever it is. We have over 100 people in this parish who provide pastoral care in various forms, and people are touched by that. And perhaps you've never had the need for that and don't know that. But folks who have been touched by it share that with me so often. And we give thanks to all the folks who do that and make a difference in people's lives. So there's so much to celebrate, you know, in our lives. The over 60 ministries here at St. Paul's. This is quite a parish family to be a part of. I'd like you to celebrate that today. And think about something in your life here at St. Paul's that's touched you in the last 6 months, in the last year, whatever. Maybe at the parish picnic today. I know this sounds kind of corny, but maybe share something. If you're talking to someone today, maybe just share one thing with them. You know what St. Paul's means to me? This, whatever it is. And whatever this is important for you. And maybe it's helpful to have other folks hear that in the life that we live together. So I invite you to do that today at the parish picnic. The sun is out. This could work out. But of course, we want to mark today, too, as a time to give thanks for Kathy's ministry in our midst. Kathy has been with us now for a couple of years. It just seems like it's been forever. And Kathy, I mean that in a positive. You're so much a part of the fabric of this place. And that's working on Sundays, Mondays, and Wednesdays. You know, the gifts that Kathy has brought to this community in the last few years has just been incredible. And they are not the kind of gifts that will leave with her leaving. But she has a way of really shaping and creating things that will continue on. So we give thanks to Kathy for the ministry that she has shared here. And as she goes to work, what did I say this morning? How is it working with the... What did I say this morning? I forget what I said. How's it working with the big shots, you know, down in the diocese? But the gifts that she'll bring to that will be just so helpful to our diocese. As I mentioned to you, folks in the diocese reached out to Kathy. heard about Kathy and invited her to do this work that they've identified. And when Bishop Ann had decided to hire Kathy, I remember Bishop Ann calling me and saying, don't get mad at me. Don't get mad at me. But, we want to bring Kathy on. And I remember saying to Ann that you're making a brilliant choice, a brilliant decision, as Kathy goes forth with her gifts to touch folks in the wider church and still be a part of our parish community as well. So I want to thank Kathy for that. And if I say anything more, I'll get all emotional. So I just want to thank for all she's done. I know she's touched my life, and for that I'm thankful. And then also as we move forward, it's always awkward to talk like this but Javier will be joining us as associate rector in about a week. Javier will be ordained a deacon. Javier Almendarez Bautista will be joining us on June 13th. He'll be ordained a deacon next Saturday at the Church of the Good Shepherd in Raleigh, and I'll be there. That whole class of deacons is being ordained as a group. And our diocese tends to do things at the Church of the Good Shepherd. Maybe someday they'll do them here, but at the Church of the Good Shepherd, which is fine. That's fine. But Javier will be ordained there. I'll be going. I know you haven't met Javier, but if you have time on that Saturday, come to an ordination. It's a very powerful liturgy. It's at 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Church of the Good Shepherd. And then Javier will join us on June 13th, and his first Sunday will be Father's Day, June 19th, as we gather together. So there's so much to be celebrating in our life together. What has been, what is, and what will be. We just live in this rhythm. And I know in your hearts there's things that have touched your life. And be thankful for that. And celebrate that today. As we eat hot dogs and hamburgers, and as I drink my refreshments out of my Yankee mug, let's say it this way. I'll be wearing my Red Sox stuff. I'll be wearing it. But you'll understand later how. So we'll get to that later. But just celebrate who we are. And I thank you for being who you are in this wonderful parish family.